The presidential candidates are campaigning across New Hampshire again today, continuing their sprint toward primary day Tuesday. Following her razor-thin victory in Iowa, Democrat Hillary Clinton spent yesterday rallying the faithful, while her challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, sounded a lot like he was the winner in Iowa. WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is also on the campaign trail.
Hillary Clinton caught the red eye from Iowa landing in New Hampshire early yesterday morning. Only then did she learn that she'd become the first woman ever to win the Iowa caucuses, but by the slimmest of margins. When she appeared at Nashua Community College, her husband, Bill Clinton, acknowledged the long, tense night.
Well, we're here and we're awake.
Hillary Clinton's Iowa victory may have been razor thin, but that's a lot better than the third place finish she suffered in 2008. And by yesterday morning in New Hampshire, she was ready to celebrate.
I am so thrilled that I'm coming to New Hampshire after winning Iowa. I've won and I've lost there. It's a lot better to win.
Clinton now faces a bigger challenge in New Hampshire, where Bernie Sanders from neighboring Vermont has a big lead in the polls. Clinton referred to him as her esteemed opponent and directed most of her fire at the Republicans and made a case that she has the best experience and the pragmatic approach to defeat them next November.
Make no mistake, we are in a fight to the finish about whether or not we're going to build on the progress we have made or watch it get ripped away. And New Hampshire is going to have to decide who can go toe-to-toe with the Republicans to make sure they don't wreck us again.
It was by far Clinton's most fiery speech in New Hampshire in recent months, and it impressed Lori Wenger from Amherst, a Democrat and longtime Clinton supporter.
She is so well-rounded and so thorough. So I think she really has the best command of domestics, whether it's healthcare, education, and the foreign theater as well.
Many here agreed with that, but some, like Lynn Post, an independent from Hollis, admitted to some disappointment about Iowa.
I think she did pretty well. I would have liked to have seen another few percentage points for more of a statement, because Bernie's going to be strong here.
You know, it sounds to me like you're ready for a political revolution.
Bernie Sanders chose the stately Colonial Theater in Keene for his New Hampshire landing. It was filled with rowdy supporters who at one point sang a verse of the Beatles song Revolution. Sanders might have preferred an outright win in Iowa, but he cast what was a virtual tie as just as good.
Last night in Iowa, we took on the most powerful political organization in this country. Last night, we came back from a 50-point deficit in the polls. And last night, we began the political revolution, not just in Iowa, not just in New Hampshire, but all over this country.
According to the Sanders campaign, about $1 million worth of donations poured in immediately following Sanders' speech in Iowa late Monday night. The campaign still has $28 million on hand to firm up its advantage in New Hampshire and continue its push beyond the Granite State. Yesterday, Sanders supporters, like 58-year-old Rich Roth from Keene, were energized and committed to Sanders' message.
Bernie is talking about the straight out, to me, number one thing, which is socioeconomic issues cannot be ignored anymore. My father retired at the age of 55 with a full pension, and he deserved that. And, you know, I'm going to work till 70 and then retire with my fingers crossed.
In Iowa, Sanders proved that his grassroots-funded campaign is viable not only in a neighboring state like New Hampshire, but also 1,000 miles away in the American heartland. Over the next 6 days, Sanders and Clinton will have opportunities to sharpen their differences and debate them. Tonight, they'll meet at a CNN-sponsored town hall forum in Derry. Tomorrow night, they'll debate at St. Anselm College in Manchester. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.